The International Labour Organization released a report today indicating that in 1995, 1 billion adults worldwide were either unemployed or underemployed. The UN agency says that's equal to about 30% of the world's labor force. Among the findings in the ILO report, in the near future at least, unemployment is likely to get worse in countries making the transition from centrally controlled economies to free markets. Andrew Wood filed this report for the BBC.
Transition has been painful. Youth unemployment is twice as high as the overall average. Women, too, are disproportionately affected, and between a quarter and two-thirds of job seekers are now long-term unemployed. But many transition economies are now growing healthily, though Eddie Lee, the main author of the ILO report, says many people have yet to benefit.
In spite of that recovery, if you look at the unemployment figures, they've come down marginally. So in many of these countries, you're still talking of unemployment rates of between 12 to 14%, which is very serious indeed. And of course, the outlook, I think, is more problematic.
More jobs will be lost, and the ILO warns that this might cause intolerable social tensions. The report points out that for the majority of countries in transition, more than a third of industrial output was in value-subtracting activities. In other words, companies produced things which were worth less than the cost of making them. The ILO believes that the ultimate cure for mass unemployment is a competitive market economy, but high levels of joblessness will persist for some years to come. It suggests limited subsidies for well-run firms which are temporarily in difficulty, and for the state to take more responsibility for social protection, therefore reducing the burden on companies and helping job seekers to move around in search of work.
Andrew Wood filed that report for the BBC.